I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, magazines, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Vincent Seeley, Catskill Village president, called into the WGXC afternoon show on Wednesday, December 28th, to announce a fundraiser January 9th for Charles Swain Jr.'s home at 17 Henry Street, which was burned down December 20th in Catskill. The fundraiser at Tatiana's restaurant in Catskill will raise money for the families displaced by the fire. And here is that clip of Vincent Seeley, Catskill Village president, calling into WGXC afternoon show.
That have been listening and around the village. On December 20th, the Swain family lost their home to a fire on Henry Street, right on the corner of Henry and Broad Street here in the village of Catskill, and the house literally burnt down to the ground. They lost everything. No one was hurt, thank goodness, but they lost absolutely everything. What we're doing is we're putting together a fundraiser for them on January 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's a Monday night. It's going to be at Tatiana's restaurant. We're suggesting a $20 donation, and you know, Jimmy over there at Tatiana's going to feed you, and, you'll have something to drink, et cetera, et cetera. But really, the purpose of it is to pull the community together for this family. They, you know, I've been talking to Charlie Swain, who is the dad and the mom, Taji. They have nothing but literally the clothes that they had on their back that day when they came back to the house and it was burning. So any type of donations, it doesn't have to be necessarily money that night. You can bring, if you have some old, things in your home that you no longer need, bring them. They've lost everything.
And I think I saw they're literally trying to pour a foundation again before it gets too cold.
Yeah, he's hustling, really wants to get his house back up again. You know, they don't have a place to live right now. We found the mom some temporary housing. They have two young teenage boys, you know, and these guys are just trying to make it through the school year here, and they've just been displaced. Taji actually was displaced twice. She was actually part of the Irene floods down on Bushnell Avenue in the village of Catskill, and now this happened to her here. So, you know, basically she's been hit with water damage and then now fire damage, and I just feel for her, and I'm just trying to pull the community together to get her to get some help.
Yes. So give us the details again on the fundraiser.
Yeah, not a problem. It's January 9th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Tatiana's restaurant in the village of Catskill. And like I said, we're suggesting a $20 donation, but if you can't afford that, anything will do. Come on over, bring some other household things that you don't need anymore. Bring them. We're going to have somebody at the door to take your donations there. Or you could email myself or call into Village Hall at 518-943-7117 and talk to Nancy Richards, and she could actually arrange for somebody to come pick up. If there's a big item you can donate, we'll arrange for somebody to come and grab that.
And the Welcome to Catskill website will probably have some information too?
Yep, and you can email us or check out up-to-the-minute information on the Welcome to Catskill. I'm going to put all the details out on there. Now, you guys are the first ones I'm announcing this to, so you might get some calls or your site might get some hits.
Yeah, we'll get it up on our website too right away too.
All right, I appreciate this. I just want to see the community pull together for these folks. I mean, this home that was lost, you know, forgetting what the family lost, the home that was lost was one of the historic homes in Catskill. It was an old stable from the beach home back in the day. And, just seeing that go broke my heart that day that we lose another piece of Catskill.
Yes. All right, so Monday, January 9th, see if you can turn out to help this family on Henry Street that lost their home on Henry Street in Catskill.
Exactly. Thank you very much, and have a great holiday.
Yes, Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year. Thanks.
Here's a quick forecast for the coming year in New York State politics, courtesy of AM New York's 2012 forecast. The legislative redistricting process is bound to set off some sparks. State lawmakers must redraw legislative boundaries based on new population data. But Cuomo has threatened to veto their maps because he wants an independent redistricting panel to do it. All 150 seats in the state assembly and 62 seats in the state senate are on the line in November 6th election. Whether the state will hold special elections before then to fill empty seats remains an open question. Democrats in Columbia and Dutchess counties say they're currently interviewing candidates to fill the assembly seat for the New York's 103rd district, which includes most of Columbia County. The seat was vacated. Mark Molinario, who takes up his new post as Dutchess County Executive 2012. There could be special elections in the district, and the seat could remain vacant through the forthcoming legislative session, and the seat could be eliminated in redistricting.
And a different kind of a forecast concerns a new climate report, which examines the impact on this region. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail about a region-by-region report on the effects of climate change in New York. Columbia University, the City University of New York, and Cornell University were involved in producing the large study for the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. The report concludes that New York State's climate is changing and divides the state into seven regions. The study examines the impact of climate change on water resources, coastal zones, ecosystems, agriculture, energy, transportation, telecommunications, and public health, and recommends measures for remediation. The report concludes that Region Number 7, which includes Columbia County, will likely see a steady increase in precipitation in the future. It also contains a warning for communities like Hudson that rely on a single stream for much of its water. Only six water supplies in the whole state appear to rely solely on a single stream. It says, noting that two of them are local, that is, the city of Hudson and the village of Saugerties, without secondary sources, states these run-of-the-river systems with small drainage basins are considered to be at risk for occasionally running out of water under conditions of climate change.
All right. We have farm bills back in Albany next year. William McGee, D. Nelson, who represents the 111th District in Albany in the Utica Observer-Dispatch, has a guest column where he discusses two bills for farmers that did not get passed in the last legislative session. McGee hopes they will gain favor in 2012. One bill would authorize the creation of farm breweries for manufacturers of beer. That's A.7449/A. Another would enhance farmers' ability to market their products directly to consumers by encouraging the development of retail farm operations such as roadside stands and on-farm markets. A.6282. All right.
Christy Berner in the Columbia paper reports that Fran Martino of the Greater Stockport Creek Watershed Alliance says her organization tested water at 35 locations in the watershed last summer, and that 21 of them were rated as unacceptable due to excess pathogens, which included fecal matter from animals and humans. Berner's report said the Stockport Creek watershed is the second largest tributary to the Hudson River, starting in the Berkshires. The Alliance is looking for volunteers to help with future tests and with stream cleanup and tree planting, among other things. For more information, visit the website at www.stockportwatershed.com.
And lastly, the record number of New York military funerals. The New York Military Forces Honor Guard performed 10,500 military funeral honors in 2011, more than any other time since it was created in 1999.
Today is Thursday, December 29th, 2011. The high yesterday, Wednesday, December 28th, in Harlemville was 50 degrees. It won't get that warm today. The National Weather Service predicts Ghent will be mostly sunny today with a high near 30. Wind chill values as low as -1 today, as the west wind between 10 and 13 miles per hour will lessen throughout the day. Thursday night, there's a chance of snow showers, mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds throughout the night with a low around 23. The weekend forecast, Friday, a chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 11 a.m. and noon, and then a chance of rain showers after noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 41 on Friday. Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 1 and 5, then a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 39. New Year's Eve, partly cloudy with a low around 24, and New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 44 is the forecast now. Stockport, there is a year-end meeting at 6 p.m. today at the Stockport Town Hall in Stottville. The sun rises at 7:19 a.m. and sets at 4:36 p.m. The moon rises at 10:10 a.m. and sets at 10:13 p.m. And tune in tonight to 69 at 9:30, where the Magic Stranger offers a tribute to Alex Chilton, 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.